Maybe he's top 10, but no way he's number one.
Oh, come on. Killing Me Softly has to be one of the most beautiful songs ever recorded.
He wrote the theme to The Love Boat.
That should seal it. Those majestic arpeggios. The modulations.
The what? Anyway, what about those lyrics?
Paul Williams, he's a hack.
Yeah, well, Fox let him do that. If he were so good, he'd have never let...
Occupational necessity.
Occupational necessity, my...
And who do you think wrote the most romantic music ever?
Duh, Bacharach.
You mean Bert, what's new pussycat Bacharach?
This guy's in love with you.
Oh my God, I hope Stephanie knows what she's getting herself into.
What?
Your hot and heavy playlist is going to give her a cavity. It's so sickly sweet.
You are so jealous because I have found the woman of my dreams and she's real. Unlike your dreams.
Fox would tell me we're making our dreams come true and I am getting married.
Well, you've got a scrap of an invitation and an active imagination. Not exactly the bedrock of a lasting relationship.
You're just jealous I've got a date with Destiny.
Sounds like a stripper name to me.
Bite me.
Anyway. I am ready to take a chance again.
See, you can't do that with Bacharach stuff.
And that's how you gauge romantic songs? You are in for a lifetime of loneliness, Alfie.
And you are...
Good morning, boys!
Hey, good morning, Anna. How's it going? Anna, let me ask you a question.
Not a good time. Let's get to work.
Hey, what's with her?
Maybe she's a Paul Anka fan?
Sit right down, open up your ears. Time to take you to a new destination. Tell you a tale that you won't believe. Gotta use a little imagination. Charlie and Steve both down on their luck, looking for a job to pay. Walking the streets, all help wanted sign. Went in to see what they had to say.
You look like two nice guys. Come on in and we'll give you a try.
We're an agency here of the traveling kind. Call It's About Time.
You're taking her to Husk?
Oh, yeah. Got reservations for Friday.
On a travel agent salary? You got to be making more than I am. Even with the raise we just got, I'm barely scraping by. Isabel is not happy about it.
Well, you know, I've just... cut back in other areas.
I thought you'd already cut your personal hygiene budget to the bone.
You can still get clean without buying that hippie marijuana soap.
It's made from hemp. Totally different. It's just, I thought by now we'd be doing better. Like we've proven ourselves to Anna. We basically have a magic portal that can take us whenever we want.
Yeah, but we're just tourists. We can't do any of the cool time travel classics like... Save Lee Harvey Oswald or bring back any cool swag from the past.
Unless you consider strawberry yogurt swag.
And we've got the anti-whatever.
The anti-Keithera mechanism.
Right. We should be able to make history our bitch.
Yeah. Anna's not going to let us do anything like that. She loves that thing more than you love beef.
And I do love beef.
I know.
I mean, who was that visionary who looked at a cow and said, you know what? I bet that tastes delicious.
You're disgusting.
That's what we should be using the portal for. Go back in time just to shake that man's hand.
We were talking about the anti-Keithera mechanism.
What did she say when she smashed that fake clock?
It was the greatest machine known to man?
Yeah, right. But she said there used to be 7 of them, right?
And this is the last one.
All right. Stay with me here because I know you're the victim of an inferior northern education.
I went to Bucknell.
And nobody blames you for that. So if there used to be more of these anti-chlamydia whatevers, wouldn't they still be some win in the past?
I guess.
Man, wouldn't it be awesome if we had a way to travel into the past? Oh, wait, we totally have that.
Yeah, we could go back and find another one. That's awesome.
We don't even have to stop at one. Got to catch them all, right?
Let's start with one, all right?
Sure, fine. I am pumped. We need a where and a when.
I bet Trevor and Philip would know.
Think they'll tell us?
Maybe if we try the subtle approach.
Steve.
Bribery it is.
I told you you'd ruin them. They're for the customers.
But I love the feel of silk against my skin. It reminds me of that time we were in Persia with that sheik and he... Hey, guys. Why are you wearing those?
He likes the feel.
Maybe we should come back later.
Come on, let's get this over with. Just try not to stare.
What do you boys want now? We're rather busy updating inventory. Just got another shipment in from Stephanie. What? When? I didn't see her.
It was before you opened the place this morning.
I'm starting to get the feeling she's avoiding me.
I can't imagine why.
Was there something you boys needed?
Yeah. We're just, doing some research.
You two probably wouldn't understand. It's all very high-level, front-office-type stuff.
Ignore him. So, this just doesn't seem right. Anna said there were 7 Antikythera mechanisms, but hers is the only one left. That can't be right, right?
No, it's not exactly right.
So the other 6 are still around?
There were 7 devices, but just the 1 Antikythera mechanism. Allow me to interject. I'm confused.
There were 7 doohickeys that could manipulate the portals. The Antikythera mechanism is just one of them.
The rest were, well, just as different as you and me. So the others are all gone?
Why do you want to know?
Why do you want to know why I want
to
know?
Look, we just don't want anything to happen to Anna's. It's like the last unicorn or something.
Right. We want to make sure Anna's interests are protected. Don't you care about Anna's best interests?
Well...
Oh, wow. I totally forgot. I went to Krispy Kreme earlier. You guys want some donuts? We really shouldn't. No problem. I'll just eat them while they're still warm.
Give them here.
So these other devices or whatever.
The other devices were all intricate, special.
Oh, like little clockworks. I mean the artistry and just so simple and elegant.
It's like anything else. Accidents happen. When Anna tossed that clock off the cliff, my heart just stopped.
It was like the end of an era. I was so relieved once she told us it was all for show.
So you don't have to do anything special to destroy them or anything? Cast them into the fiery chasm from whence they came or anything?
No, a hammer and a bad attitude's all it takes. So there'd probably be no point in looking for these things before they were destroyed, right?
There really isn't. The device keepers didn't exactly advertise.
And even if you found a keeper, the device could be anything. Like this pen. Grab the pen!
Be cool, Charlie. Anyway, it would be like looking for a needle in a haystack the size of Antarctica.
You mean the universe?
Right, the universe, not Antarctica. Why would anyone look for a needle in Antarctica?
That's gonna be totally silly. Another donut?
They're going straight to his hips otherwise.
Yeah, let me get the espresso machine going.
1 sweet tea and 1 kombucha.
Thanks, Erica. Can't just do something normal, huh?
Why not just serve mugs of pure high fructose corn syrup? So hey, I googled around a bit. I think I found one.
On the Google?
Well, technically Wikipedia, but whatever. You know Ernest Shackleton?
The Sincere Bondage website?
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
Hey, Erica, can I get some extra ice?
Sure thing.
Where we're going, you won't need ice.
Well, color me intrigued with your Doc Brown crayon.
Ernest Shackleton led an expedition to Antarctica. He was trying to cross the whole continent. They didn't make it, but he and his entire crew survived like 500 days. Guess how they were finally saved?
Hyper-intelligent penguins?
No.
Aliens from Pluto?
No. A Thomas Mercer chronometer.
Sounds boring. What is it?
It's a timepiece. This guy used a clock, basically, to save his entire crew. Doesn't that sound out of the ordinary to you?
Nah. I mean, you know, all those stories about watches getting pinned under cars and clocks gaining freakish strength from, like, adrenaline to lift up the car and save them.
How many of those corn syrup cocktails have you had?
I'm comfortable.
Look, I think this is a device. We gotta get to Antarctica.
Listen, Steve, and Steve's blurry twin. If Trevor and Philip know we're going to Antarctica, they'll tell Anna like a big old couple of tattletales.
We don't even need those guys. There's a portal right over there in the men's room. And I know you have a couple of postcards stuffed in your glove box.
Those are strictly for business. Personal emergency.
I don't care.
Okay then, Senor Intelligent Trousers. What are we going to do about clothes?
They'll have clothes. It's an Antarctic expedition. They'll have extras.
So we're going to the South Pole buck naked and counting on the kindness of strangers for clothes?
I grew up in Vermont. That's what we call November.
Well, I don't share your rugged mountaineering background.
You'll be fine. And we'll have a portal as a safety valve.
I don't know.
Think of the riches. Think of restoring the glory of the Hyphen Bridge name. Think of Stephanie.
Okay, fine. We'll do it. Hey, Erica, can you put these on our tab?
I already did. You know, if we're ever short on rent, we're going to expect you to make good on this.
It's called creative accounting, Erica.
Get the postcard, and I'll meet you in the men's room.
Just like prom night.
Hey, Anna. It's me. I think you need to know something.
Oh, holy crap, it's freezing.
Yeah, Vermont was never this cold.
Steve, you're...
Don't even say a word. Yours is no better. There's the boat. Come on, let's go. There. That should lead to the hold.
I don't think I've ever experienced cold like this.
Here, put these on and we'll start looking for the chronometer.
Where do you think it'll be?
Someplace safe? Secure? We'll check out the hold. From what I read, everyone's living in a camp on the other side of the ship, so as long as we don't make too much noise, they'll never know we're here. Let's go.
Look at all this stuff.
Oh, isn't it neat?
I would say their collection's complete. What the?
Hey, it's a cat.
What's a cat doing in the Antarctica?
Haven't you ever heard of Santa Claus?
That's the North Pole, and it's stupid.
Yeah, well, must be a mascot. A mask cat.
This is punishing. Come on, let's find that clock and get out of here.
Well, start looking. Hey, this box looks promising. Sealed up pretty good, though. Grab that sledgehammer and give me a hand.
Here you go.
Right. Let me hold this. Now, when I nod my head, you hit it.
Steve...
Just do it.
But...
Come on! We have to be quick. This is going to make some noise.
Fine.
Damn it! How could you miss?
My hands are numb. It slipped.
We gotta plug that hole.
How?
We're sinking.
Forget it. Let's get out of here.
But the boat! The chronometer!
That cat's got 8 more lives, but I've just got 1.
But we've come all this way. The box.
We're sinking. Who knows what's in there?
What kind of syphilitic chimpanzee party is this?
Crap.
Oh, hi.
Listen, you haggis-faced mongoloid. Who are you and what are you doing?
We're stowaways.
Yeah, stowaways. Every ship has stowaways, and so that's us.
Captain, it pains me to report that the ice has breached the hull.
I'm nay the captain. The captain is the progeny of a better class of prostitute than whate'er Slattern whelped ye. This ice is going to take us down faster than saltpeter.
Maybe it can be patched.
Aye. Maybe we can strip your worthless hide and stretch it across the gaping hole you made in the side of the boat. Get out of there. The hole's filling up like a dockside whore after the fleet lands.
Wow. That's some language you got there.
Where are we going?
To see the bugger and captain.
Nice to see you in the office, Erica. What's up?
Well, Charlie and Steve were talking. You know I don't like to snoop, but...
What were they talking about?
They've got this harebrained scheme.
Do they have any other kind?
They're trying to find the other devices.
So what? They're all gone.
They want to go back in time and get one before it's destroyed.
Yeah, like that's gonna work.
They said something about Antarctica?
Oh, hell.
Yeah, and Ernest Shackleton?
Come on. Trevor, Philip, get over here.
Hello, Anna.
What's going on? Oh, hey, Erica.
Hi, guys.
What did you two tell Steve and Charlie about Shackleton?
Ernie? Nothing, Anna.
What did you tell them?
I mean, we did mention Antarctica in a roundabout way.
How roundabout?
Well, they said they were researching portal devices to help you protect the Antikythera mechanism.
And Trevor just happened to mention Antarctica.
It was the donuts. The sugar went right to my head.
You know you need to watch that. Dr. Mayo warned you about that.
Stop! Just be more careful, okay?
So, are they okay?
Steve and Charlie? I mean, if they were even a percentage point more competent, I'd be worried about them actually getting their hands on the device, but those two have never met an expectation they couldn't lower.
Captain Shackleton, I found these two disease-ridden gibbons down in the hold, stowaways. Oh, and the ice popped to the hull like a cork in a bottle.
Thank you, McNish. Men, I want every last bit of provision hauled off the Endurance now. She's done for. So, stowaways?
Hi, Ernie.
Captain Shackleton. Pleasure to make you...
Who the hell are you, and how did you get on my ship?
Onboard entertainment?
Our apologies, Captain. Your legend is, legendary. And while we were not chosen to accompany you, well, we couldn't take no for an answer.
No.
Yes. The rest is, as they say, history.
Well, in your position, I would have done the same thing. But I don't have time for this. My crew depends on me. Chippy, watch these two while I see to the men.
Aye, aye, sir. You two look like as useless as a man's nipples, but maybe you can help me with the lifeboats.
What kind of name is Chippy?
I'm Ari McNish, a woodworker by trade. Been patching the ship, keeping it afloat.
Until now.
Right. Picked up the nickname Chippy somewhere along the line in its stock. Come on, we've got a lot of work to do.
You don't happen to know what time it is, do you?
It's time for any hepatitis-filled crap sacks in my general proximity to do some actual work on this boat.
And that's, what o'clock?
If you can't keep your small clothes clean without knowing the exact time, ask the captain. He's got a chronometer.
The captain has the chronometer. Be cool, Charlie.
If you two are through whispering sweet nothings to each other about what you'll do together in the bunks after lights out...
What was that?
Either your brains are leaking out of your head or tis a gun. Come on. What have you done, you bastard?
Sorry, McNish. It had to be done. She never would have survived out here in the ice. You know it. Oh, that's enough, McNish. We put up with that cat of yours for as long as we could. Stop your blubbering. You're acting like a woman.
I will remember this, you bottomless tar pit, you...
You killed his cat? That's kind of harsh.
Steve, let it go. This isn't our fight. There's no PETA out here.
I'm tempted to start a chapter right now.
Enough of this nonsense. This expedition is over. Shoes and sleds! Get the lifeboats to open water!
I'm gonna go check in on Chippy. Don't let Shackleton out of your sight. We are getting that chronometer.
You got it. I'll stick to him like glue. He is Jody Foster. I am John Hinckley.
Just be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Chippy? Hey, it's me, Chippy.
What are you poking about for?
Look, I'm sorry about your cat. I mean, I love animals.
She was me companion.
Ernie Shackleton. What a jerk, right?
I would poke out his eyeballs and use his skull as a latrine if I don't know that would increase his intelligence.
You do have a way with words, don't you, Chippy? Anyway, so what will you do now?
I suspect we'll pack up and make for open water, take the lifeboats and try to find a port, a fishing village or something. The question is, what will you do?
What do you mean?
No room for stowaways.
You're kidding.
But you're not stowaways.
What do you mean?
You're nae very clever, are you? You travel through time, through a portal.
A portal?
You can nae play dumb with me.
Fine, yes, a portal. There's just something I need to pick up here.
The chronometer is mine. Oh, I know what it is. I've come a long way for it.
You're a time traveler?
Yes, and I'm far more than that.
You're a girl.
Can't tell beneath the parka, can you?
This is amazing.
Helps to hide the girly bits, too.
Girly bits, huh?
Enough of this. Now we know each other's secrets. If either of us squeals, we're all done for.
Look, the chronometer...
Forget it. You know how many years I spent here to get a spot on that lifeboat? Pretending to be a wretched Scot? I don't care how cute you are.
Oh, wait. You think I'm cute?
We'd best get back to camp. You two need to work on your exit strategy. Pronto.
Any chance I can wait until the morning? I was thinking of an entrance strategy.
So, what's the exit strategy, Captain?
Once McNish gets his weeping under control, we'll make some snowshoes, strap the lifeboats to the sledges, and march for open water.
Great. When do we start?
We?
Yeah. Can't wait to get out of here.
There's no room in our escape plan for two stowaways.
You're just gonna leave us here?
I'm certainly not putting my men at risk for you.
But Captain, Ernie, we have value. We can help.
Prove that you're not dead weight.
That's way harsh, Ernie. Okay, what does McNish bring to the table? He's a crybaby. He hates you. I mean, you shot his cat.
Nevertheless, he's part of my crew. And you're suggesting I what? Leave my loyal crew behind to take you vagabonds with us?
It's about survival of the fittest. And I've totally signed up for CrossFit. I mean, I haven't gone yet, but still.
So you feel you're capable of serving the needs of this party?
Absolutely, sir. Think of me as Julie, the cruise director.
Julie?
In charge of morale. I'll keep it all together. I could be your right-hand man, conveying orders, serving your meals. I can even, carry stuff for you. Water, binoculars, chronometer.
What?
You know, a man Friday, a cold porter.
Very well. You and your companion are in. McNish is out. Vincent, too. Never trusted that man.
You won't regret this. The difference will be like night and day.
Just remember who's in charge, yeah?
Of course. You're the top.
It's about time travel agency, Erica speaking. How can I help you? I'm afraid he's out at the moment. Yes, I'll tell him.
Who was that?
The maitre d' at Husk, calling to confirm a cancellation request with Charlie for his Friday reservation.
Wasn't that his date with Stephanie?
I think so. Aw, he looks so excited.
I think she's buying the line that Lester's been feeding her. Have you gotten anything on him yet?
A little. It's a bit easier working out of the office here.
Just remember, if the boys ask, you're just helping out with the phones for a little bit.
Just call me Gal Incognito.
So, what have you got?
Well, I went down to City Hall. Lester's a bit behind on his property taxes.
That doesn't give us much.
I also managed to tap his cell.
How did you manage that?
Better if you don't know.
Gotcha. Plausible deniability. Find anything?
A lot of late-night calls to a number outside of the country. Something in Guatemala.
Family?
Voice stream was encrypted. I haven't been able to crack it yet.
Why would he encrypt a phone call?
He's way shady. Keeps calling out of the same place.
Curiouser and curiouser.
I need to get access to his phone. Right now I can't get a man-in-the-middle attack to work. I need to crack his phone.
Well, be careful. If Lester's up to no good, he could be dangerous.
More dangerous than Blackbeard's granddaughter?
There you are. Where have you been all night?
Just, talking to McNish.
Hope you didn't get too attached.
What? Why?
I've convinced Shackleton to leave him and another guy behind and take us with him. Give us a chance to get that chronometer.
That's kind of nasty, Charlie.
What the hell? I thought the chronometer was our end game.
Yeah, I know, but...
Cripes, I've got Shackleton in my pocket. Just hang out on the boat a bit. I'll get the chronometer.
Chippy's gonna die.
I mean, we don't know that for sure, do we? I told Ernie Shacks it would be a great idea to send back a rescue party, so, you know, 50-50.
There you are. Everything's just about ready to go. We'll cross the ice to open water and then hit the boats.
Chippy?
That sounds great. We'll just get our things.
Yeah, I brought your wee drum. Better than the muck bucket you're used to. To survival!
All right, I'll cheers to that.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Don't worry, lads. That itching sensation is just hair finally growing on your chest.
I'll have you know that I am appropriately hirsute. Anyway.
Oh, geez.
Excuse me. Cold weather really takes a lot out of a guy.
Well, I think we could... Damn, I don't know what's come over me. We could just...
Let us know when everyone's ready to go.
Are you, Chippy?
I need a quick nap.
I really don't think we should... Chippy?
I, Stephen.
You?
Yes, I did. I told you, it's mine. You'll be fine. Take the portal back after we've gone.
But...
Don't worry, lover. If I'm successful, you'll see me again.
Two nice guys getting real sci-fi, making trouble of an ancient kind. If you get impatient, just keep in mind that it's about time.
Oh, my head. What the? Hey, wake up.
Not there. Oh, yeah. That's it.
Hey, Steve, wake up. Steve.
Huh? What? Oh, what happened? Where?
It's night. I think everyone's gone.
What happened?
I think Chippy slipped us a Mickey.
Yeah, she did.
Dude, you're still groggy. It was Chippy.
Yeah, I know.
He must have gotten wind of our plan to leave him behind. We have to go after them.
They have a day's head start on us. And with sleds and dogs, we'll never catch them.
We're just gonna quit?
In this case, yeah, we're just gonna quit.
What did that guy say to you? Yesterday, this was the most important thing in the world to you.
She's not a guy.
You lost me.
Chippy, she's not a he, she's a she. In disguise.
You mean like that Lentil movie?
Yentl.
Yeah, that.
Kind of. She's a time traveler, Charlie. She came for the chronometer.
You mean we have competition?
Yes. I mean, no. I mean, look. She's been after this thing for years. She spent a lot of time on this. We just kind of dropped in at the last minute.
Yeah, but we got the brains.
If that's the case, why are we the ones out in the cold?
Because... Wait... You spent the entire evening with him? I mean, her?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You fell for her, didn't you?
Look, she...
Steve, the softy lets the girl get the better of him. I should write a book.
It wasn't like that.
You're such a sucker.
When she said that, I don't think she meant the same thing. Come on. Portal's over there. I could go for a cold one.
Not me. Do you think Follywood does mulled wine?
Thank you for listening to the Cardinal James Show's production of It's About Time. Please visit itsabouttimetravelagency.com and join our listeners club. Members will have the opportunity to win It's About Time merchandise in addition to getting advance notice of upcoming events. And if you enjoyed the show, please go to iTunes and leave a review. Doing so will help spread the word and build our listener community. It's About Time, Beyond Endurance, starring Charlie James and Stephen Cardinal, was written by Stephen Cardinal with Douglas Clinton and featured the voice talents of Sarah Wallace Craven, Layla Auld, Tessa Payne, and Nat Jones. Sound editing by Charlie James. Artwork by Sheila Kern.